Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of October, we will be exploring the topic, Embracing His Assurance. October 17, His Commitment. When He, the Spirit of Truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. He will glorify Me, for He will take of Mine and will disclose it to you. John 16, verses 13 and 14. I lost my mom 2 years before I lost my dad. When I lost my second parent, I technically became an orphan. Yet I never expected this new stage to be so painful. There is something about the unconditional love of godly parents that is irreplaceable. A friend of mine described it as a loving safety blanket that you lose and never get back. I am so thankful for the assurance of the resurrection. Jesus told His disciples that He wouldn't leave them as orphans. When He revealed to the disciples that He was about to go away, they became troubled and He comforted them. He encouraged them by disclosing that He would be preparing a place and would be coming back for them. He also promised a helper, a comforter, an encourager, namely the Holy Spirit. Later on, in John 16, Jesus again addressed His commitment to send the Holy Spirit. But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you. And He, when He comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in Me. And concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you no longer see Me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. John 16, verses 7 to 11. I have always been fascinated with this description of the Holy Spirit's role. He comes to convict us of the sin of disbelief in Jesus. He also convicts us of the righteousness of God in Christ, because Jesus would ascend to heaven, and only the Spirit would be able to convince us that it is only through the perfect life and death of Jesus, and not by our own works, that we are declared righteous in the sight of God. Lastly, the Spirit would come to remind us of the outcome, for the adversary of God has already been judged at the cross, and Jesus wins. Yes, we know how the story ends. Come, Spirit, come. Light our hearts on fire with a new understanding of the assurance that we have in Jesus.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!